you and your company have been at the center of a very high-profile one at the moment with Candace Owens, who's now left Daily Wire. Was she fired, or did she leave of her own volition?
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, Piers Morgan actually presses Ben Shapiro on why they let Candace Owens go. They just won't admit what's going on. They are going behind the scenes. They are putting gag orders. They are filing court documents, trying to stop debates and public statements about what was going on and how she feels. I think this is crazy. Let's listen to Piers Morgan and see if he can get something out of Ben.
One of the consequences of this war has been a lot of very high passions on both sides, a lot of angry disagreements.
Yep.
You and your company have been at the center of a very high-profile one at the moment with Candace Owens, who's now left Daily Wire. Was she fired, or did she leave of her own volition?
I'm not going to speak to this topic, Piers.
Oh. At all?
At all.
You can't give me any insight into why she departed?
This is crazy. We know that he's the co-founder of Daily Wire. He has some insights. People are not let go and you have no idea or you don't want to speak to it. Come on. I mean, we all work regular jobs. When someone leaves, someone knows what's going on.
No hints, no nothing. I'm not going to speak to this.
Can I ask why?
I'll tell you why, because he's not on the side of right. If he felt that he was right and he was going to be vindicated for firing her, he wouldn't have no problem speaking out. That's just me.
I mean, you can ask.
No, I'm not. You can ask why you don't want to say anything.
Get him, Piers.
Again, you can ask.
I'm only curious because I know what a staunch defender of free speech you are.
Right.
And it would surprise me if it had been someone's opinions that would make you want to part company with them. However,
suffice it to say, the only thing I will say is what I've said all along with regard to Candace or with regard to any of our other hosts. I am not in hiring and firing position with the Daily Wire. I'm a co-founder of the Daily Wire. I'm a co-owner of the Daily Wire. I'm not actually in management.
Deflecting.
Jeremy Boring and Caleb Robinson are in management positions with regard to Candace or anyone else. And as far as the free speech situation, what I will say is that no company has the obligation to literally pay anyone. The Daily Wire is a publisher. It is not a platform. I've never called for Candace or anyone else for that matter to be banned from YouTube, to be banned from X, to be banned from any platform. That's a different story, obviously, when it comes to any publisher. Any publisher gets to make decisions about what it wishes to purvey and not.
That's it. You said it. You said they have the right to determine what is published on their platform. So you are saying that what she said was against what you believed and you fired her. Why not just say that? You don't have to give all this legal jargon. I mean, we are not stupid people. We are intelligent individuals who can pick up nuances, and it looks like you got offended because you are, quote unquote, in defense of the First Amendment and free speech. And then all of a sudden, when you take that away from someone, you want to hide your hand and hide behind legal jargon. It's despicable.
We're going to labor this, but one more point I would make is it's been reported extensively that the reason for her departure was because her comments have been perceived by people at the Daily Wire as anti-Semitic.
Yep.
Again, I'm not going to comment on this, Piers.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I'm not going to harp on it. We all know the truth is going to come to the light sooner or later. I'm very excited to see where this is going to go after all the legal actions, all the gag orders and all the canceled debates and things of that nature. If you're on the side of right, you don't have to be loud. We said that in the last episode. It says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are in his delight. So once again, the truth will come to light, and I'm going to keep you informed to give you the facts so you can make your own decisions. Make sure that you subscribe so you stay up to date on current events about God, about faith, and about money. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional here to help you see the world from a biblical perspective.